Welcome to the Blue Jeans Christian Weekly Podcast, where we will take your faith and the powerful Word of God and make them as practical and relevant to your job, home, and hobbies as your favorite pair of blue jeans are on a Saturday. Most of us do something without realizing that God, in the Bible, calls it a sin. Because we don't stand out like light in a dark world that Jesus wants us to. And therefore we blend in like everyone else. Welcome to episode 108 of the Blue Jeans Christian Weekly Podcast. Thank you for joining me. Today we're going to maybe hit home, some of us. Hopefully not all of us, but there's something we're going to talk about today that I have certainly seen in the workforce and in church, which is really sad, and that is partiality. And that word means to show favoritism to someone, or to elevate someone, or to give them preferential treatment based on a superficial external basis, such as, the appearance of someone, maybe their race, maybe their wealth or lack thereof, their rank or even social status, or who they're related to. And if you as a Christian do that, James 2:9 says, "But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted as a transgressor." Well, maybe we need to look at this a little more closely then, so we make sure we don't harm our witness for Christ and be like a light in a dark world, stand out as good, and not just like everyone else. So let's go to the passage in the Bible that talks right to the point about this. We find it in James chapter 2. "My fellow believers, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings in fine apparel, and there should also come a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, 'You sit here in a really good place,' and say to the poor man, 'You stand there,' or 'Sit here by the footstool. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?" Listen, my beloved Christians, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into the courts? Do they not blaspheme that noble name by which you are called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself,' you do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors." Now let's unpack that just a little bit so that we can bring it home and make it applicable to our life, both in church and at our job, in our workplace. The first part says that if we are true Christians, holding to the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will not have partiality. And it says, "But if there should come one into your assembly." I like how James uses the word assembly. It can mean church. It can mean, the synagogue that they met back then, but it also can mean where you work or a gathering place, because James does use the word synagogue and church in other places to mean specifically that. So it can mean that here, but it also, I think, means wherever people gather and you're a part of that. Remember, the word Christians means little Christ or imitators of Christ, and we're supposed to be like Jesus. A few podcasts ago, I talked about the word sanctification, where the Holy Spirit comes into us when we become truly saved and starts cleaning out the old junk and bringing in some new stuff, cleaning out the partialities we have, the prejudices or the things like that, and makes us more like Jesus, who was not partial. In fact, Jesus was known as somebody who wasn't partial, who didn't show partiality. So much so that the Pharisees and the Herodians mentioned that when they came to him and tried to trap him in something else. They said, and you can read this in Matthew 22:16, they said, "Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God in truth, nor do you care about anyone, for you do not regard the person of men." That means he pays no attention to how somebody is or what they look like. And then in the next chapter, in Matthew 23, Jesus got mad at the Pharisees for doing just that, treating people based on what they look like or their social standing. I remember a story about a husband and wife in church that they had one child, and that child went away to college for several years, was away. And when that child came back, you know, age 21 or something, this child had a few tattoos and really long hair, a big beard. And the couple was rather embarrassed. I mean, they were at church, and church service couldn't get out quick enough. And right away, when the service ended, they went quickly out to the car. But their son didn't come with them. And they waited and waited. You know, they were embarrassed what the people would think of them or whatever. But they waited. Finally, the wife said, "I think I'm just going to go in and tell him we're out in the car." So went in and saw him chatting with some people and laughing, and they were hugging him. And some other people came up and were so excited to see him and also give him a hug. And he just had this little crowd around him, and everyone was smiling and happy. And there were some people who would walk by with the look of disgust and walk by fast, you know. But anyway, the son finally got done greeting everybody and having a good time with them and walked out to the car. And as he walked out to the car, he said to his mom, "Boy, you sure find out who was the real Christians in this church when you look like I do." The next part of this James passage talks about giving preferential treatment to people based on their social status or what they look like or even who they're related to. And don't do that. In fact, when James says that you do that, you become judges with evil thoughts. In other words, placing yourself in God's shoes. God is the one who judges, not so much you. Because you might not know what God has planned for that person. That's what it says about. Verse 5, "Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him?" Yeah, you don't know what God has in store. In fact, God loves them as much as everyone else. Maybe a little more. I don't know if it's saying that, but you can kind of get the feel from that. And it says that you, in doing that, you know, treating them less because they're poor, you dishonor them. And you make yourself look foolish. "But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into the courts?" It says, "Do they not blaspheme that noble name by which you were called? You know, rich people make a fool of you, and they blaspheme God." Most of them, anyway. So don't give preferential treatment to those who are like that. Don't give any preferential treatment at all. "You are to love your neighbor as yourself," Jesus said. And James brought that up in verse 8 there. That's a high level of love, isn't it? For when you do show partiality, you don't show love. In fact, you commit a sin, it says in verse 9. Now, if you say that this passage only applies to our church service, I don't think so. I think it applies to our jobs, too. Any place where we meet with other people, you know, a social gathering or a Christmas party or something like that. Maybe even a family get-together. And this is so easy for us to do, isn't it? To show partiality. I know. I'm guilty of it too. That's why I'm bringing this up, because when I read this, I thought, oh boy, I've done that. I do that a lot. And I don't want to anymore, because it does harm my Christian witness. It does harm the church. And it harms the light that I'm supposed to be in a dark world. Because when I do show partiality, I'm just like everyone else. I'm not a light. I don't stand out in a good way. And the way that we are supposed to act in church is how we're supposed to act in our job, right? Otherwise, as in Matthew 23, when Jesus was talking to the Pharisees, when you do that, when you are somebody different out in the real world than you are in the church world, if I can use those two terms, which I hate to, because those two worlds are not separate. They are the same. You are to be the same on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as you are on Sunday. So I'll wind this up with one other quick little story that I heard, and I think James McDonald told this story, and it may have been about him, I'm not sure. And you may have heard it too, but there was this church that was going to be introducing their new pastor. So everyone came with anticipation and was filing into the church, and there was this homeless guy sitting out in front of the church, which is with his little bucket, you know, and asking, you know, for donations, and most people were just walking by him as quickly as they can. And one guy actually said, you know, you really shouldn't be here. We've got a special service tonight, and you're casting a bad light on this service. Why don't you go just down the block a little bit? Well, the guy didn't do that, but when most people got into the church, that guy came in into the church. And most people looked at him, and one of the ushers kind of escorted him over near the back into the corner and said, here, you're welcome to come here, but sit over here. So the church service started, and the singing, and then finally one of the elders or deacons got up and said, today, folks, as you all know, we're going to introduce our new pastor. We've interviewed and we've settled on one pastor, and most of you don't know who that is, so today we're going to introduce him. So, pastor, would you please stand up and come forward? And nobody saw anybody stand up, and they're all looking around, and that homeless man in the back with the beard and the tattered clothes stood up. And he took off a wig, and he took off his fake beard, and he pulled that old tattered shirt and jeans off to reveal a suit underneath. And he walked up to the front, and he got up to the podium, and he leaned on the podium with both hands and leaned forward and said, folks, as he saw gaping mouths open in the crowd, we have a lot of work to do. When you read in the Gospels of how Jesus interacted with people, you see no partiality. You see no favoritism. You see him stooping to even the sick and the lowly and teaching them and caring for them. Be like Jesus. Be like Jesus. And you will stand out like light in a dark world. And the light is attractive. People are able to see the truth and able to see maybe Jesus in you. And then they'll come to you and ask why you're a little bit different than everyone else. And then, as James says, your faith will be evident by how you act and what you do. That's in that same chapter 2 of James, verse 14 on. You can go read that there. Then, of course, Peter says, have a ready answer when people come to you and ask about the hope that you have. And then you get to tell them the gospel. and about Jesus, who shows no partiality. You can connect with me at BlueJeansChristian.com. And if you don't have a copy of my book, Your Glorious Endeavor, you can find it there, and I'll send you one. Signed to you or to someone you want to give it to, just let me know through BlueJeansChristian.com. Or you can get that on Amazon or any place that Christian books are sold. Your Glorious Endeavor, How to Glorify God, Be Well-Pleasing to Him, and Worship Him Acceptably. All right, folks, see you later.